in my hair. Oh. All right, guys. Welcome back to Let's Talk Rockets, episode 55. The trade deadline is very soon, and Freddie Van Vliet just got injured, and that means hopefully Amen's going to get some run. That I feel like that honestly might mean that what's up, Josh? I feel like that might mean that Malcolm Brogdon actually does become a Rocket. I've been floating that possibility out here the last couple of days, and it's not all that bad. How you guys doing though? Yeah, man, trade deadline day is vastly approaching. It's so dead right now in football, man, that you know, I told you we're gonna try and do this show all the time. And the trade deadline's right here, man. The Rockets are in a really interesting position. But before we get into the best beer, I like Stella. One second. So this is available on streaming platforms. You guys do such a great job at listening to it. The link's down below, Apple, Spotify. If you wouldn't mind throwing a 5-star our way, that would be great. And yeah, checking the stats, man. We're on a nice little run. Let's take this to the moon. Damn, it's been 5 days. All right. Oh, no, our last one that we did got cut out, and I never ended up uploading it. All right, Josh is turning 21 on February. On February 20th, in Feb. I don't know what that means, but I like Stella. This is a sparkling water. I've been seeing a lot of anti-Trader Joe's stuff. And it all makes sense. That Trader Joe's meat's a little bit weird. It makes sense. Because their meat is a little bit weird. You'll go buy ground beef at Trader Joe's, and the expiration date it'll be like 10 days away. And if you buy ground beef, you know that like the day after is usually when that stuff's kiboshed and you should look elsewhere for meat. But hey, man, they had pretty good sparkling water. All right. So let's talk. I did not prepare for this at all. This was kind of just a whim in the moment. Felt like talking some Rockets here. I have a ton of tweets though, so let's see what we got going on here. As we know, the trade deadline is pretty much 48 hours away. I don't know if anybody remembers, man, the trade deadline. You know what? Maybe we'll have to I think I can do this on Thursday. Two things. I'm very curious what the Rockets look like without Fred tonight, and I wonder if that's going to influence what Raphael Stone decides to do. And then I don't know why, but this just – does anybody else, Josh, you remember like when the Rockets had Depot the first time and, you know, it was like trade deadline and we're waiting. I think live streaming, maybe like a two-hour live stream at probably 1 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday might be the move. Anyways, for our audio listeners here, keep an eye, Birdo NBA. Keep an eye on the Rockets to search for ways to improve their roster in the interim before the deadline at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. Anything that would mark a colossal deal has a much higher chance of being completed this offseason, less than 75 hours until the deadline. So I think that the Rockets are going to, like I said, man, I actually think that this Freddie injury may really influence things. I don't believe we have an official solidified update here. It's not good, man. And if you remember our last time, extended period of time, perfect. I don't know if you guys remember on our last show, I talked about how they're running this dude too much, and we all know it. Everybody knows it. Everybody's been saying it, and they're running this guy like 40 minutes a night. He's playing in garbage time. Like, he was bound to get injured, and I swear on our last show, we said this dude is about to get freaking injured. Play Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore more. So, of course, he ends up getting injured, and it really sucks, and I wonder what we look like tonight with Amen Thompson at the helm, because I would love if they ran with Amen at the start. But at the same time, man, I get it. Business is business. We got to put some wins on the board here. We got to try and make at least the play-in, and which we'll allude to in just a second, or we'll talk about in just a second. 11th in the West, tough loss against Minnesota. Got Indiana on the road tonight. That's going to be another difficult matchup. And I believe that would be it until, yep, Friday against Toronto. So 23 and 27 or 24 and 26 by the end of tonight. And yeah, injury. What was it? I don't want to completely mistake it. I was going to say adductor. And I think there is an adductor and abductor. Oh God, health class was always a real bitch. Anyways, he's going to be out through at least the All-Star break due to a left abductor strain, which is unideal. But prior to Freddie's injury, what I was thinking the Rockets were going to do, if they were going to maybe trade for Brogdon, I thought they were, you know, somebody brought up like a great trade that I saw in an article or something where they were, you know, pretty much just like signing a backup big, not like necessarily making a crazy trade. Or if they were going to trade for a backup big, it was going to be, a player on an expiring contract, because we have Steven Adams next year. So keep that in mind. If the Rockets do decide to trade for a backup big, it should be a guy on a expiring contract so that Steven Adams and Elprin Shangun are good to go for next season. I think I might have a tweet about that. I still think we need shooting. Oh, here, this might be it right here. No, this is not it. Just love doing mock trades. So in this trade, the Rockets receive Kelly Olynyk coming back to Houston, and the Jazz receive Jae'Sean Tate, Jock Landale, and 2 second-round picks. I think this looks like it was from The Athletic, who says no, maybe both. I think both teams would be down to do this trade. I think a lot of it depends on what the Jazz want to do with Kelly O and what Kelly Olynyk's offers are looking like, because I'm going to assume there are some veteran teams that are really looking to acquire this guy. Critical stat here, or critical note, anecdote, Kelly Olynyk is on an expiring contract. He will be an unrestricted free agent this upcoming offseason. So I would love to do this trade. I do want them to move on from Jae'Sean Tate. I remember tweeting about Jae'Sean Tate on, I think, early December, just watching the Rockets. Like, it's just clear as day to me, especially when Amen's out there on the court, that you can't have both. And I feel like Ime's prioritizing Jae'Sean Tate for maybe trade value, maybe, you know, mindset, energy. I don't know why, but Jae'Sean Tate, I think, should be shipped away, which sucks to say. Jae'Sean Tate might get traded away, which sucks to say, because he can play. I remember one of my first ever Rockets videos was the Rockets signed Jae'Sean Tate, this random dude, it felt like, out of Germany, or from Germany to the NBL in Australia, who played 4 years at Ohio State. I was so excited to pair this dude up with James Harden. And then we got one more here that I thought was interesting. So the Chicago Bulls reportedly reached out to Houston to inquire whether they would be interested in a deal for Zach LaVine that would center around Jalen Green. I'm not a huge fan of this, but I actually would take it. What would be really interesting is if they actually pulled the trigger on this after Freddie's injury, because Jalen's about to see a huge boost in having the ball in his hands and playmaking. And so I actually am super curious as well what Jalen Green looks like in the absence of Freddie, and if Amen comes up to the starting unit. Either way, though, man, the Rockets need more shooting. And a trade like this, trading for Zach LaVine, who's out for the season, would really shock me, because we're seeing, like, if they were to actually do that trade, and this is just a report that they reached out before, I would assume, Zach LaVine's season-ending injury. But, you know, the Rockets need shooting. But, you know, a couple of days ago, we saw that the Rockets made an inquiry. They sent a trade proposal to the Brooklyn Nets to trade for Mikal Bridges, and that they want to win. You know, they want to acquire a star player so that they can win now and get into the playoffs and start this winning process. And the Steven Adams trade and then a Zach LaVine trade would be like, well, they're not trying to win anymore for this season. So that won't, I don't think a Jalen Green for Zach LaVine trade will happen at any point. Let's see if we got any more news for the day. About to hop on Hoops Hype here. Let's see. Let's check some tweets. the Rockets cannot win on the road, man. And this is, we're in a little road swing here. Amen Thompson is graded already as an A impact defender as a rookie. Unbelievable. Great defender, great rebounder, and he's unbelievably athletic. And once he gets a jump shot, which I think he will, at least have a viable jump shot, then yeah. All right. Oh, this was, you know what? This is what I was talking about earlier today. I guess it was from Bordeaux. So moves I'd consider for the Rockets before the deadline. Trade Malcolm Brogdon, been a target all season, bring shooting, defense, IQ, also helps with Freddie injured, and then waiver sign Bismack Biyombo. Also need a short-term option with Adams being backup next year. The Rockets just cannot make threes, man. They're taking a decent amount. They're 14th in the league. You know, middle of the pack, three-pointers attempted. They are bottom half, bottom 10 in three-pointers made, and they are currently the fourth worst three-point percentage team. We're only putting up 113 points per game, and unfortunately it's 2024, and that's not good. That's bottom 10 in the NBA. So a Brogdon trade really would not shock me at this point in time. Amen is what the Rockets need with hustle and rebound because we suck at that and gives us more chances for buckets. One thing about Amen, you know, so like I want the Rockets. The Rockets are like a decent pace team. And to me, that's kind of like Jalen's bread and butter. But you know, you got to remind yourselves, once you get into the playoffs, man, fast break, full court, it's not really the name of the game. You know, it's more methodical. It's more half-court offense, half-court defense. And, you know, that does worry me with Amen already because they, you know, you see Amen out on the court and these guys are giving him so much room to shoot. They're just kind of hoarding the paint. Like you're guarding Amen at the top of the key. You're going to back up all the way to the free throw line. So just kind of needs to develop a jumper. And the good news is he's a rookie and he's even really played much this season. All right, let me check Hoops Hype. I also want to see Malcolm Brogdon's contract here. Oh, nice. So he's on a $22.5 million contract with another year left. So he would be a Rocket next season, assumingly. I believe it's Hoops Hype. Yeah. Ballers Media. Did not know that. All right, let's go to the Rock Show. Where are the Rock Show? How long should it take me to see this? Oh, there it is. Just stupid. All right, let's pull this up for our visual viewers. Once again, guys, I'm sorry that this is getting, I'm assuming, annoying. This is available on Apple and Spotify. The link is down below. The link's in the bio on all these videos, on all these lives. Type in Let's Talk Rockets, Jackson Elstro, something like that. And it'll pop up. I appreciate all you guys. I want to see some reviews, though, or ratings, so we can climb it, so we can climb this. All right, Rockets say Freddie Double V is out tomorrow night in Indiana due to a left adductor strain. I thought it was an abductor. No change with Tari Eason. He'll miss his 19th straight game. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how is that a real statistic? That is unbelievable. That month of January went so freaking quick. Damn, dude, Tari Eason has, for a guy who played 82 games last year, dealing with all these injuries, very unfortunate for him. All right, let's scroll down here. All these freaking ads. Let me know if it ever pops up. Audioli. Garlic aioli. Tyrese is questionable to play. He'll definitely play. Nate Williams to Rio. Nets rebuffing Rockets and Pelicans interest for Mikal Bridges. Whoa, this is yesterday. Let's see what we got going on here. The Nets continue to insist that they will not trade Mikal Bridges despite persistent interest from teams such as Houston and New Orleans. So they're not rebuffing anything. Rebuffing? All right. Rockets keeping an eye on potentially available superstars. The Rockets have good future draft picks, salary, and young pieces to theoretically make as good an offer as any for the next proverbial disgruntled player. Look at these words. Houston, sources said, was indeed ready to enter that market this season, just like New York, if an all-star such as Donovan Mitchell, Joel Embiid, or Zion Williamson became available. The thing is, like, because we've talked about Donovan Mitchell, I feel like maybe more in the offseason. Is this music playing or is it quiet? All right, thank you. So many goddamn ads. Holy cow. I would love Donovan Mitchell on the Houston Rockets if Jalen Green were to not be the answer. But as far as like Embiid or Zion goes, I mean, I don't think Embiid has much time left in the league, to be honest with you. Like, that dude is always injured, can't catch a break, plays through his injuries. Obviously, the last one was just kind of stuff happens, shit happens. But for me, like, availability is everything. And I think the Rockets' young players, I guess it's a little bit different with Tari this season, but then you think of Amen, Jabari, Tari, Şengün. These are guys who play. Jalen Green, these are guys who play every single night. And with Zion, too. I mean, Zion's sitting out back-to-backs. Zion will just have these random injuries pop up. I don't know if it's – I'm sure load managing is a big factor in there, but I'd love Embiid on Houston. I'd love Zion on Houston, and I know I've, like, been a big advocate for both of those, but, dude, when you deal with these injuries like Fred, man, it really rattles your season. Like, this isn't 2K. Having no Fred in that starting lineup's really going to hurt Houston. And guys really need to step up. And to be honest with you, I just want to, like, hold our heads above water. I just need to, like, doggy paddle until Fred is healthy. The good news is the All-Star break is coming up. And if he's not going to play until then, man, like, even if we're a game or two below 500, I do think that works for me. And then hope for, like, a second half surge to try and make at least the play-in. The West is so freaking tough, man. Utah feels like they came out of nowhere after their start. You got the Lake show in ninth at 27-25, and then you got the Jazz at 25-26. So the Rockets currently are only a game behind Utah for the 10th seed. And then you have Golden State tied with us, but we've got one more win than they do. And then you've got Memphis all the way back down in 13 with only 18 wins. They're not going to be making the play-in. So you really only have to deal with Utah, Golden State, and it looks like the Lake show. And the Rockets, even with this injury, still just stay afloat, man. If they were 500 and Freddie's injury, like, that's something that works for me. Golden State's dealing with a bunch of issues. Utah, very curious, like we were just talking about with Kelly O. Like, Kelly's on an expiring, so I do think he gets shipped out. But Utah, like, out of nowhere, you know, Colin Sexton. Like, I don't think Colin Sexton's going anywhere. Sexton's one of those guys, man. I would love him on Houston. All right. This is interesting. One Bulls player who could be dealt, however, is center Andre Drummond, who's drawn trade interest from the Celts, Mavs, Lake Show, and Suns. The Rockets also considered making a run at Drummond before acquiring Steven Adams. So, yeah, we're out on, you know, Andre Drummond, Clint Capella, Robert Williams. Those are kiboshed here. So, Cam Whitmore is on an absolute heater. The Magic, interesting. I don't think this has anything to do with the Rockets. The Magic have been on track for over a year, looking for long-term help at point guard. They were involved in talks last year for Fred before the Raptors held on to him, and then lost him in free agency. Right, this has nothing to do with. Why are we getting Orlando trade rumors? All right, that's going to be it. As far as trade rumors. After that Steven Adams trade, man, you just never know when this stuff's going to go down. Like, we just finished wrapping up a show. I was getting ready to go to dinner with my grandpa, and all of a sudden I see the Rockets just traded for Steven Adams. Like, oh, shit. But, yeah, man, anybody, Josh, anybody listening right now, watching right now, go ahead, comment down below any targets you're looking at. Let's see what we got going on Twitter. But I'm starting to kind of feel that I'm starting to feel that this Brogdon trade is going to go down. All right, we're just spamming Berto's tweets here. Dude does a great job. The Rockets' first six game after the All-Star are going to be tough. Pelicans, Suns, Thunder, Suns. Jesus, dude. So it looks like we need more than staying afloat until All-Star weekend, which is, damn, dude, that's 10 days away. That is next weekend. That is super quick. So how many games do we have left before then? Looks like five. Indiana, Toronto, Atlanta, New York, Memphis. Would love to pull off a 4-1, man. If Tyrese doesn't play tonight, you got to take down Toronto. You got to take down Memphis. And then we need a win at Indy, at Atlanta, or home against the Knicks tape. And those Knicks tapes, man, they've been looking good. That is a brutal stretch. This could determine if we get the play-in. Yeah, man, really need to get Fred back in that lineup. Jeez. That's true. Chris Gorman, good point here. Last time Shangoon played Chetwell, Suns don't really have a great matchup for LP. These are true statements. All right. Let's see if we can scrape together one more thing. Not a huge fan of this. This is such an easy trade deadline for Stone. If he can't do this, I've lost all hope, and I'm not going to lie. Just get us a shooter, a backup big, and take Tate out of town. Sheesh. Oh, man. That Tari Eason injury was a sleepy month. 18 straight games. Sheesh. Unless it's a Jalen for Levine swap, it isn't. I'm not interested. I don't want to attach valuable assets for letting Levine, let alone picks plus Jalen. There was a report recently that said we weren't interested in Levine, so this makes sense. Ime isn't a fan of volume shooting two guards, as he shouldn't be. Very curious what the offer was. Zach Levine, his contract is terrible, dude. Like, it is so bad. He's making 40 this year. 43 the year after, 46 the year after, and then he's got a player option for 49. He won't hit unrestricted free agency until 2027. So I think that's just not a move that the Houston Rockets should be interested in, even with or without Jalen Green. I know these guys are trying to, like, spend money, and they're trying to get these assets and, you know, start winning some basketball games and take that next step. But you got to be cautious of the future. And I don't think Zach LaVine is, you know, I want to be aggressive, but I don't think Zach LaVine is the aggressive route. As far as Mikal Bridges goes, you know, once again, as we were talking about earlier on in the show, like, I assume Freddie's injury is going to give Jalen a huge boost of usage. And it just wouldn't surprise me if that's kind of like this little stretch here with Fred kind of determines Jalen's future. I like Mikal Bridges, man. I think Mikal Bridges is a really valuable asset. I don't think he's a superstar. I think he's certainly a star player. I want a superstar on this team. But, man, Shangoon, rising superstar. Cam Whitmore's unbelievable, dude. Cam Whitmore is just unfreaking believable. I was sending some funny tweet memes out the other day about Cam Whitmore. I mean, this guy is on an absolute freaking tear. In his last five games, Cam Whitmore is shooting 47% from the field, 40% from downtown, giving me five rebounds. He's played 21.6 minutes, and he's averaging 19 points per game. I mean, it is unbelievable. Some of the shots that this guy makes are insane. So this is interesting here. We didn't see much of Cam Whitmore ever until this past month. And I guess that's where Tari Eason's injury comes in. One game in October, three games in November, three games in December, averaging about 10-ish minutes a night. Then this past month of January, I can't believe January's already over, 17 games played, still only getting 20 minutes a night, but 13 points. In two games in February, he's averaging 20 minutes, putting up 20 points per game. That guy is an absolute freaking monster. And I am so excited for his future on the Houston Rockets and in the NBA here. Really sucks that Reggie, everyone talks about the Chuck Landale shitter pickup, but Reggie Bullock, man, has just not gotten the job done. 11 minutes a night in January, only played 6 games. He did see a huge boost in efficiency. He's back to 50% from the field and 45.5% from downtown, but that's what makes me cautious about, you know, the Rockets wanted Brook Lopez. And even though Landale didn't work out, I'm so glad that they decided to go with Landale over Brook Lopez. I mean, that dude is looking his age and he's still under contract. So you gotta be cautious about this. I know it's clear that the Rockets need shooting and the Rockets need a backup big, but at the same time, I don't want to shaft what they're trying to build and what they've already built here. So that's it for today. Thank you guys for watching. If you're listening, thank you for listening. Once again, this is available on streaming platforms. Click the link down below. Let's run these numbers up. And yeah, dude, we'll see you probably tomorrow or Thursday with potentially some trade deadline updates or just a trade deadline tracker for the Houston Rockets. So let's try and get that win tonight. Would go a long way because that 5-6 game stretch after the All-Star break isn't great, and we only got a handful of games left. So thank you guys for watching. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you on the flip.